The Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis presents to us all the famous Hanukkah sugyas that are found in Masechet Shabbos. So first we see over here, in regards to Kafsa Ein Zakuk La or Kafsa Zakuk La, that if one lights Hanukkah candles and they're extinguished, so do they have to relight or not? So the Gemara says, Kafsa Ein Zakuk La. So if one lights his candles and they become extinguished, how is it that you're not obligated to relight it? So verminu mitzvasa shikachama ad shetecha meragam l'shuk. It sounds like that the mitzvah is to light the candles from one time the sun sets until the people stop traveling through the shuk, through the marketplace. My love, the ikafsa hadar madlikla. So it sounds like that if it extinguishes, so you have to go back and relight it. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it's talking about. That Gemara about mitzvasa is telling you that that's your time frame when you're able to light it, not that if it goes out, you have to, in fact, relight it. So Tosos over here, David Maskel, De'i lo adlik madlik, says as follows, but if you do not light after this, the time is over, meaning if no longer are people traveling through the marketplace, the time for lighting is over. Okay, obviously this is the whole sugya of, you know, waking up someone in the house. Omer Hari Porish Omer Hari Porat the Yesh Li Zahir Lihalik Belila Miyad Shloyachar Yoter Midai Mikol Makom Imachar Yalik Misafik Tamishneshi Noyachrina. Rabbeinu Porat says that one should be careful to light as soon as possible, as soon as it becomes night, and he shouldn't delay. However, if he did delay until after that time, he could still light because of a suffik, as there's another answer in the Gemara which we'll see. Vilari Nira Da'ata In Lachush. The Ri says that nowadays one does not have to worry about what time he lights, because the whole entire Pirsumi Nisa that we have is for the Bnei HaBayis, for the people in the house, since we light indoors anyway. But that would sound that at minimum, you do need someone awake in the house when you light, that it can't be just you alone. Then in the Gemara we have the famous versions of lighting Chanukah candles of Mahadrin and Minimahadrin, Mahadrin and Minimahadrin. Obviously, Mahadrin is what the current custom is nowadays, to add one candle each night of Hanukkah. So Tosos, Divrei Maskil, Mahadrin says as follows, Nir l'ri d'vei shama veso, lo kaimi ela aner ishu veso, shechen yish yoter hidur, d'ika hakira, k'shmosef holich, o machasr shohu keneged yamim, hanechnas mahayotzim. So the Ri says, whether you hold like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Beis Shammai says you go from 8 to 1, Beis Hillel says you go 1 to 8. So they're only talking about the candles for one person on behalf of the entire household, that he should add on one for each night. And there's a lot of hitter this way, because that way it's very clear, it's very apparent that when he adds one candle each night, or takes one away, one candle for each night, he's doing it in correspondence to the days that are remaining. However, if you interpret this Gemara differently, that he's lighting a candle, additional candle per day for every member of his household, so that means, you know, if you have three people in your house, so then you're adding one each night for each person, so it will not be clear to a person who's walking in the street how many of nights of Hanukkah there are, because he'll just think that, oh, the amount of candles that he sees in the window is related to the amount of people in the house. So, you know, as an example, let's say you have 20 candles. 20 candles can mean five people on the fourth night or four people on the fifth night. So this is how Tosos understands, and again, this is obviously how we understand, the Mahadrin Minahadrin method of Ner Chanukah. This rejected version in Tosos is actually what the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Chanukah, that he thinks that, no, that this level of Mahadrin Minahadrin builds off of the previous level, that if the Mahadrin is one night per person in the house, then Mahadrin Minahadrin is one night per person per house, and adding on for each of the following nights. But again, we don't hold like that, and as we see from the Tosos. Then the Gemara says, that there's a mitzvah to put it by the Pesach, by the doorway from outside. As Rashi and Tosos both point out, it's because of Pesach Minis over here. Right, that's how Rashi says it, that it's not talking about facing Mishus HaRabim, but rather the Chatzir, that where, you know, all the houses share a Chatzir, that you would have it over there, unless there's, of course, an issue of sakana, and therefore we would light inside. So Tosfos and Devar Maskil, Mitzvah L'Nichal Pesach Beiso says as follows, Umayri Deleka Chatzir El Bayis Omej Samach L'Rosh Zerab, Avo Im Yish Chatzir L'Fnei Abayis Mitzvah L'Nichal Pesach Chatzir. So if there's no courtyard and you're facing the public domain, so then you obviously have it facing Rosh Hashanah. But if there is a chatzir in front of the house, then it's mitzvah to put it by the chatzir. The Amar L'Kaman, chatzir sheish la beis pesachim, shrich la beis neros. And you see this is a proof from Daf Chaf Gimel where it says that if a courtyard has two entrances, you need two candles, one for each. And also we say from the fact that a candle abra that has two wicks, you could that can suffice for two different people. So it would come out that if they put it by the entrance of the house, it would be that it would be at the right of one of them, at the left of the other. But it's supposed to be at the left of the doorway for both of them. So, however, if it's at the opening of the courtyard, then that would make sense. That would work because it wouldn't be an issue of being to the right or to the left of one's doorway.